Cesar Sayoc's long arrest record threatened worse than 9/11 bombing in August 2002. By Breitbart News on October 26, 2018. Washington, AP, Cesar Sayoc is an amateur bodybuilder and former male stripper. A loner with a long arrest record who was arrested Friday in connection to sending multiple crude pipe bombs to leading Democrats and progressive activists. On Friday, he was identified by authorities as the Florida man who put pipe bombs in small manila envelopes, affixed 6 stamps and sent them to some of Trump's most prominent critics. Records show Sayoc, 56, of Aventura, has a history of financial problems and extensive record of past arrests, including a stint served on probation for making a bomb threat. He was born in New York City and attended college in North Carolina before moving to the Miami suburbs in the late 1980s. At the auto parts store in Plantation, Florida, where Sayoc was taken swarmed by officers and arrested on Friday, authorities towed away a white van covered with stickers supporting Trump and criticizing media outlets that included CNN, the news channel also targeted by a mail bomb this week. "I know the guy is a lunatic," Lenny Altieri, Sayoc's cousin, told the Associated Press on Friday. "He has been a loner." He confirmed that Sayoc had been a stripper. Court records in Florida show that Sayoc was arrested in 2002 and served a year of probation for a felony charge of threatening to throw or place a bomb. Ronald Lowy, a Miami attorney, said Sayoc became frustrated about a lack of service and told a Florida Power and Light employee something to the effect that "you're not taking care of my problem and I bet you would if I threw a bomb at you." Lowy said Sayoc showed no ability at the time to back up his threat with any bomb-making expertise. Sayoc is said to have also told the representative that it would be worse than September 11th if his power was shut off. The lawyer went on to describe Sayoc as a confused man who had trouble controlling his emotions. Florida records show Sayoc was also convicted in 2014 for grand theft and misdemeanor theft of less than $300, and in 2013 for battery. In 2004, he faced several felony charges for unlawful possession of a synthetic anabolic steroid often used to help build muscles. He also had several arrests for theft in the 1990s and faced a felony charge for obtaining fraudulent refunds and a misdemeanor count of tampering with physical evidence. Lowy said he recalled that Sayoc also had a run-in with authorities over possession of steroids in another case in Broward County where he was charged with possessing a fake driver's license after altering his birthday to make him appear younger. Lowy said Sayoc displayed no political leanings at the time except for plastering a vehicle he owned with Native American signs. Lowy said Sayoc told him his father was Native American. More recently, Sayoc described himself on social media as being affiliated with the Seminole Warriors Boxing Club. However, his cousin said Sayoc's mother was Italian and his biological father was Filipino, and his parents separated when he was a young boy. Altieri said the only connection to Native Americans was that Sayoc a decade and a half ago had dated a woman in Minnesota who was a member of a tribe. "That might be the only connection I can think of," Altieri said. Gary Bittner, a spokesman for the Seminole Tribe of Florida, said there is no evidence to show that Sayoc worked for the tribe or was a tribal member. "After his parents separated, Sayoc was kind of rejected by his family," Altieri said. "When you get no love as a young kid, you get kind of out of whack," he said. Sayoc's name is listed on business records tied to dry cleaning and catering businesses. Records also suggest he also had recent financial problems, including losing his home in foreclosure in 2009 and filing for Chapter 7 bankruptcy protection in 2012. In court records filed as part of the bankruptcy case, Sayoc was described as having $4,175 in personal property and more than $21,000 in debts. His monthly income at the time was $1,070. Debtor lives with mother, owns no furniture, Sayoc's lawyer indicated in a property list. He owned a 2001 Chevy Tahoe with 285,000 miles on the odometer. Most of his debt was from unpaid credit cards opened up in South Florida and banks across the United States. Court files show Sayoc completed a financial management course and was discharged from his debts in September 2012. Sayoc's mother, Madeline, also filed for bankruptcy at the same time and was discharged in January 2017. She was not immediately available to respond to phone messages left with her by the AP. Christy Cobble, interim director of communications at Brevard College in North Carolina, said Sayoc enrolled at the school in 1980 and attended through three semesters. At the time, Brevard was a two-year school, and Cobble said Sayoc didn't graduate. He then transferred to the University of North Carolina at Charlotte, enrolling for the 1983-84 academic year. Buffy Stevens, director of media relations for the school, said Sayoc didn't declare a major. He played a few games as a walk-on player for the university's men's soccer team. Sayoc was swarmed by dozens of heavily armed law enforcement officers on Friday morning in the parking lot of an AutoZone store. Fiore, who described Sayoc as having short hair on the sides and a ponytail in the back, said the accused mass bomber didn't resist. "He had that look of, 'I'm done, I surrender,'" Fiore said. Justice Department officials announced five federal charges against Cesar Sayoc, 56, of Aventura, Florida, and revealed that DNA and a fingerprint found on a package helped them identify the suspect after a five-day investigation that heightened unease with each additional explosive discovery. Friday's arrest capped a nationwide manhunt for the center of at least 13 explosive devices addressed to prominent Democrats including former President Barack Obama, former Vice President Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton. The case continued widening Friday with new packages addressed to New Jersey Senator Cory Booker and former National Intelligence Director James Clapper, both similar to those containing pipe bombs sent to other Trump critics. Even as Sayoc was detained, investigators in California scrutinized a package sent to Democratic Senator Kamala Harris, her office said. President Donald Trump, after Sayoc was apprehended, declared that we must never allow political violence take root in America and that Americans must unify. _ Associated Press reporters Michael Schneider in Orlando, Florida, Ken Sweet in New York, Tom Foreman Jr. in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and Jonathan Drew in Raleigh, North Carolina, contributed to this story.